train. Come on, world, join hands, give on a bartender, gas train.
The next stop that we make will be in England. So long, the bus in Russia, China too. Well,
don't give no guys a dime to get on board. And let this train keep on riding, riding on.
Off the love train, welcoming you to the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pull up the stream is go to the Animal World website. That would be Martha Norwalk. com. Click on the listen live link in the upper right, and let's see, then that will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on listen on the upper left, and then listen online, and you'll be all set up to stream the show. Of course, you can find us on Facebook these days as well. And Nathan, I just noticed that you had typed to me. Are we okay?
Still waiting on Eileen to call in.
All right. Well, I will. We, of course, just communicated yesterday, so we should be fine. I know she usually expects to be on about 10 after, so let me send you over a number here.
In the meantime, looks like the skies are starting to even off a little bit. Just got a little weather update. Seems like the clouds are not as fluffy, and rain is more widespread rather than, you know, focused on one area of showers. But again, those will kind of decrease throughout the day. And it looks like we're getting a call coming in from Eileen right now. So go ahead and take that. And we'll just have you go ahead and take it over right here, Martha.
All righty. Well, that sounds excellent. And I will stop typing because I was probably heard me bumping the microphone. And just so you know, I've got a new at-home system here because the system I had been using, something was going on. And remember the last few shows? Remember you would hear static and stuff from time to time on the show? Well, it ended up being in the wiring of the headset microphone that I was using here at home. So all of that got retired, and new system up and running, seems to be working pretty well. So we are good to go, are we not, Nathan? And we've got Eileen. So I guess we can go ahead and get started and welcome back to Animal World, chief cook and bottle washer and founder and president. And I don't know what the title she has, but she covers a lot of bases. That would be Eileen Weintraub from Help Animals India. Good morning, Eileen, and welcome back to Animal World.
Good morning, Martha, everybody. So great to be here and give an update on Help Animals India.
All righty. And before we go to India, I'm checking on, because you're down in the Seattle area. It's been raining last night and stuff up here. The rain has stopped, but it's pretty wet, and it's pretty wet in Bellevue. What do you got going on where you are?
Yeah, well, they had said it was going to rain today, but hopefully not tomorrow. And I must say, this year I haven't heard any fireworks. So,
well, you know, I started the show with the same thing, Eileen, and I whispered because, now, last year was the worst. It got really bad throughout the pandemic, but last year was the worst, and I swear everybody in our neighborhood buys out the reservations, and it was brutal last year. Even my Robbie was stressed. We had to do a lot of jolly routines because it just went on for so long and so loud and so close. But I had to say to everybody, it's been really quiet this year.
Well,
I haven't heard a firework yet, Eileen. You're experiencing the same thing around you?
Well, they have signs saying it's illegal, and
well, yeah, but most people don't pay attention to that.
Yeah. Well, we only have fireworks generally July 4th and then around New Year's Eve. But you know, in India, there's so many holidays, and it's a really problem with the amount of fireworks they have there. So every year we try to get the word out there also, and I think finally
Now that's interesting, because so in India you know, I often think of, you know, obviously 4th of July and Independence Day. I mean, it relates to this country, but you say fireworks are really big in India. And for lots of different
occasions. I don't have the dates right in front of me.
Different occasions.
Yeah. And, you know, with all the street animals and the air pollution that they have already. And, you know, just for older people. And I sent you a list of the side effects of fireworks that we don't even think about.
And you did mention something, too, in what you sent me were... Because there was a mention, a recommendation to use silent fireworks.
I had to look that up, and that's more...
Yeah, and they have been created. See, silent fireworks were created, and I can't... Is it Australia or New Zealand? Someplace like that. What did you find out when you looked it up?
I looked it up, and it's actually part of regular fireworks. It's like when you see the big, big, big display, then there'll be like... something coming from the side, you know, silently. So it's an option that they've always had, it seems like. But then they feel, you know, for a big display, they have to have the booms. But, you know, it's not the city and the big displays that we're worried about. You know, it's the neighborhood problems and also the dangers too. Every year you hear
exactly, and I'll talk more about that towards the end of the hour. But
sure.
Hopefully everyone will be safe and sane, and I'm just hoping that there'll be more of kind of a national push to go with quieter and more silent fireworks. But because I can remember posting several articles over the last few years about what they're doing in some other countries, and they have been able to make the bigger fireworks silent. But I'm sure it probably costs a lot more or whatever, or maybe people complain because they like the sound too. But, you know, if we're going to be respectful of our animal friends and the planet, you know, it's much better off to do
silent and humans
stuff.
Too. They say they have humans have PTSD, you know.
Well, I was reading a lot, some of the neighbors posting, you know, that they were on their way out of town because they're veterans and have PTSD, and
wow.
it sends them over the top, so they have to rent a camper or a trailer and go off to the middle of nowhere where they won't be bothered. So, wow. You know, there are human friends to be considerate about as well as our animal friends.
Right.
So, all righty. So let's go to India. And for the moment, anyway, for anybody that doesn't know Eileen, please tell us about Help Animals India and what your organization's all about.
Help Animals India is a USA nonprofit that was set up to advise and help the animal sanctuaries in India that are very much behind the USA animal shelters. So they needed a lot of improvement and training, advice, and also the amount of street animals are just needing a lot of help. So it's, you know, it's a very different climate, a very different culture. It's not just India. You know, many of the quote-unquote developing countries in the world, where street animals are a part of life, and people accept them living on the street, but we want to help them, and, you know, they get injured, and they have to get care, and they have to be spayed and neutered. Just as an aside from the discussion you had earlier with Marilyn, I've been in trying to educate that the vets in India stubbornly stick to the 6 months for spaying and neutering. And we've been trying to get them to come down to 4 months at least, because...
you mean they won't do the surgery to spay or neuter the cats until they're 6 months old?
Yeah. Well, first of all, traditionally, if you think about it, you know, maybe especially when you were growing up, not all, you know, nature had so many cats and kittens in a litter to begin with, because not all survived.
Right.
So, you know, what was the point of doing an operation if the cat won't survive till or puppy till 6 months? So now that they are, you know, getting better care, and the vets just simply haven't been trained in doing that or don't understand it's safe. So we've been really asking them to come down and, you know, do it at an earlier age. And that's the only way that this country has gotten a handle on the overpopulation situation, because, only adopting out cats and puppies that have been fixed already, because people have not been responsible. You know, they don't bring them back. So that's why that was instituted, the early spay and neuter. And it's a much easier operation on this.
Yeah, and there's pros and cons on both sides, and it is a controversial issue. So, you know, I talk about both sides. It used to be that when I was growing up, that we spayed and neutered or we spayed female dogs and cats at about five and a half months of age to avoid them going into heat. And we neutered boys at about 9 months of age. And that was just the standard process. But then, of course, we humans got really irresponsible and weren't taking proper care and spaying and neutering. And so, you know, we've got shelters overfloating and having to kill animals and not enough homes and all of that. So at some point, at least in this country, and I don't know how long ago it is, I don't remember, but the shelters started spaying and neutering really early, like you're talking about, you know, at weeks of age. Like, you know, we were talking to Marilyn about that. They do it at about 12 weeks of age. They like the cats to be 3 pounds before they spay and neuter them. Well, and I've had these discussions with many of the shelters and rescues, because kind of always knew that that was pretty young, and there was usually a reason why we held off a little longer. And now we know, because of the shelters starting to space so young, that triggered a whole boatload of research. Most of the research done on dogs, most on golden retrievers, and everything. And anyway, we know now that spaying and neutering animals is not something that we decided to do to help them. It was to accommodate humans. And we also know now from the research that, technically speaking, and please everyone listen to this whole spiel from me before you get upset with me, we now know that it does not serve the animal's health as well as we thought it did, and that the recommendation now from all the research is that you wait as long as possible to spay and neuter, that for some reasons that's better for some animals.
Well, you know, that's
but there's also vets. Also vets that don't agree with a lot of this and some of the research, and that still believe that doing it sooner is better. And I have to say, where I fit in all of this, I say, you know, if you're a responsible human and you have, you know, your personal dog and cats, and that you are responsible, you don't let them roam and wander, and you're not going to let them indiscriminately breed, then you can work with your veterinarian in the timing and wait longer if you can to spay and neuter. But I absolutely understand where the shelters and rescues are coming from and why they've had to institute the spay, early spay and neuters. And I'm fully supportive of that too, because, you know, there isn't another choice. We humans are simply not responsible with these animals. And look what's happened in India. I mean, Eileen, do you still say that there's 33 million street dogs in India? That's a lot. I mean, that's overwhelming to even think about that. And there's just no way they're going to
get. Right now, we're trying to get a handle on breeding season is coming up for the dogs, and trying to get a handle on doing as many as we can before that. And also, we're connected with Nepal quite a bit somehow because of my Buddhist background, or, you know, multiple visits there. A lot of great activists in Nepal, and the laws are a little different there. You know, India is actually, these are no-kill shelters. Why are there so many dogs? All these places have the edict of no-kill, ahimsa, do not harm. So there, if you want to see suffering, you want to, we have vet students want to, you know, go to India to see these diseases that have progressed to a point that you will never see here, because people, you know, won't let it get to that stage. So that's another controversy. And so they're not indiscriminately killing animals because there's too many of them. They'll just release them. So we have the concept of community dogs, community cats. Now, one of the biggest spay-neuter projects we have for cats, or cats, it's called TNR, or trap-neuter-release.
Yeah.
We can get the traps. They're hard to get. But they do what they call a soft release. In other words, these kitties are going back to their areas. At least they're fixed. Maybe they're fed. Maybe they're not. I don't know. So the concept of just animals being able to live and let live, and maybe it's not the best situations. But, you know, it's the same for humans, too. They don't have the best situations, and we don't, you know, go around killing them because there's too many of them. So,
But it makes sense for you to be encouraging them to do the earlier spays and neuters, because, you know, we learned in this country with the shelter and rescues, like Eileen was saying, if you adopt out the kittens or the puppies when they're young and give a spay or neuter voucher and they come are supposed to come back, people don't come back. They don't get it done.
I say give them a reward for not only they don't have to pay when they come back, but they'll get a, you know, amount. They'll get a cash reward to come back.
Yeah, that's another incentive. So we really have to encourage people to want to do this. And it's a completely, you know, a complete educational process in India. And but, you know, the way to get a handle, they're just not going to get a handle on the overpopulation problem if they don't really escalate the spay and neuter programs and start doing younger animals, because that really makes a huge difference in stopping the chain of reproduction. But you don't only work with dogs and cats and spays and neuters and trap neuter release and stuff, because there are all kinds of animals in India, as your name implies. So you support all kinds of different organizations with many
Kinds of- the thing is with the animal shelters in India, they're more like, well, we have some of those shelters here, like PAWS, that do multiple animals, including wildlife. And You need a special training and license to help a wildlife. But for Help Animals India, the big news is that the three elephants we're currently supporting, they are going to be moved to a larger space, much, much larger. I mean, right now they have a couple of nice acres, and they're, you know, free to move around there, but they're going to be moved to a much larger area. And the people in India are very nervous. Moving three cats is moving three elephants. And these are formerly traumatized elephants, so they don't like any change particularly. And so all the gears are in place, and they're not moving far, just about 15 miles, but, you know, to get them on the trucks and reassure them and introduce them to their new space. And then the fourth elephant is going to come. So that's
wonderful.
Big project this month.
Well, yes, and of course, elephants are extremely intelligent and very sensitive. So
these elephants are all bonded to each other. They're all female, and they all came from different situations. And so it's not just the three elephants that we're supporting. It's elephant care and advocacy all over, because elephants are trafficked out of India. They're taken to Nepal. They're still used for tourism and riding, and so these are, you know, called the captive elephants. So of course we, you know, dream of a world where there's no elephants in captivity, but right now there are thousands still. So they need care, they need foot care, they need, you know, proper nourishment, and they need better conditions to get them out of their chains. So that's the group that we work with helps with all that. That's ongoing for all elephants.
Yeah, gosh, that sounds wonderful. Now, when you said they traffic elephants, now, so you mean are they taking elephants from the wild and then selling them, what, to other countries or to private business owners? As you say, they're used for entertainment, or what do you mean about elephant trafficking?
Well, they're not being poached. That's more in Africa, you know, they're ivory.
Right.
But, you know, they might be captured from the wild and sold. And
'cause I think I remember, Eileen, when I was a child, I think they were still capturing wild elephants and taking babies away from moms to bring them over here to this country in zoos.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that turns my stomach.
Yeah. Hmm. Well, that's how we got all the, not just elephants, but all sorts of animals that aren't native to here.
Very true. And of course, now that there are organizations in India that do you do any work with all the monkeys we hear about?
The main monkey species is called the macaw, MACQUE. And there are monkeys all over. You know, India is a subtropical country, and so monkeys have increased their population along with humans. Some people call it the monkey menace because not everyone likes them running around and sometimes creating havoc in their area. But, you know, they want to live also. But they also, they might, a common problem is them getting electrocuted on the electric lines.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Situations like that. So they get injured, and so the groups, just about every group also does monkey rescue. And hopefully they can be healed up and then released. But sometimes they cannot be released. Maybe they lost an arm or something like that. Mm-hmm. So so we do have some sanctuaries that they can have a respite from the street, you know, for life.
And all right. Well, I get wrapped up in talking to you, and I just looked at the clock and realized we're behind schedule. So let's take a quick little deviation and take care of our advertisers, and then we'll continue with Eileen and find out, you know, what's the most important thing to help Animals India this month, and what's going on and how we can help. So everybody stay right where you are. Animal World continues straight ahead. More with Help Animals India right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Get your daily dose of variety. Alternative Talk, 1150.
Hey, I'm Martha Norwalk, and say thank you for spending your Sunday morning with us here on Animal World. We're here until noon today, and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. We heard from our wonderful new pro supplements, NUP, as in Peter, ROSupplements.com. Great supplements for dogs, cats, and ferrets. Best cat vitamin, new pro nuggets. Cats love them. I use them as an appetite stimulation for kitties, and dog supplement, absolutely fabulous. Check them out. Great website, and you can order them there or find them at a lot of pet stores in the area. It's N-U-P as in Peter, R-O, NupRoSupplements.com. And remember, our premier sound healer, Jude Ponton, is back in business at the Whispering Dragon Center in Seattle. You can check it all out at whispering-dragon.com online or Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook. And you can come in for in-person sessions for the sound healing, acutonics, acupuncture, acupressure, the chiropractic, and sound healing in the gong room. Oh, it's spectacular. And she can work with you remotely if you can't come in person. So just give her a call, 206-706-2836. All righty then, let's get back to Eileen Weintraub is with us from Help Animals India, and we've been talking about all different kinds of animals, dogs and cats and the street animals and overpopulation and spay and neuter and TNR and elephants and monkeys. So what else do we need to talk about, Eileen?
Every year we have the Water Bowl project, because there was such a hot period. India summer starts in about our February. So we're just busy getting all the water bowl projects, the water bowls out, and distributing them to all the volunteers to leave out water for the street animals. And now the monsoon has started. And so the rain is the problem. Now there's this area of India called Northeast India, Northeast states.
Yeah.
And these are a couple of states that are closer to China, so dog meat is a problem there. So we got connected with a group there, and now they have the heaviest rainfall in all of India every year. But this year, it was unprecedented. So you know, it's all over the news if you follow that. So a lot of the government, of course, is helping, and we're just helping with a small effort to help some of the animals as we can, because, you know, the statistics are overwhelming. 200,000 people are in camps, had to evacuate their homes. Those are the overwhelming statistics. So where are all the animals that they took care of and they're lost? So we funded these medical camps where the vets come and give out medication and give rabies vaccinations, and also help reunite some of the families with their animals. So that's something that just happened in the past few weeks that we were able to fund.
Oh, wonderful.
So, you know,
we
get the donations, and it's very slow this time of year because of inflation and all the other wars and situations around the world. So when we get the donations, we're ready to help with disasters like that if we have just a little bit on hand. Otherwise, we don't keep a lot of money in the bank. You know, we like some other.
It comes in and you pass it on.
yeah, but we do need some on hand for these type of disaster relief.
And, all right. So how can our listeners get involved with Help Animals India?
Well, every month I'm on, and they can sign up on our website for one email every other month. Hey, six times a year, it's not a lot. So you just
They're great emails, though.
Yeah, helpanimalsindia.org or .com, and you just add your email address. And, of course, if you want to sign up for any monthly donation, even $5, $10, the dollar is... many people might not be aware of that, and this goes for euros, too. The dollar is stronger than ever. I don't know what's going on with world events and inflation, but the dollar really packs a punch, and it's about double than when I first started helping in India. So you can really do a lot with donations to Help Animals India.
And folks, if you haven't taken the time to go to the website, helpanimalsindia.org, you really need to. It is a fantastic website. One of the best I've seen. Eileen just does an outstanding job, and there is just, it's just packed with great information and great stories and education and photographs and all the things that they do. And it's very easy to sign up. to make a donation or to make a monthly donation. And trust me, if I can figure it out, anybody can.
We try to make it as positive as we can and share the good stories.
And Eileen is very conscientious about, you know, not bugging us with too much email or, you know, and sending it out over and over again. She really does restrict the email that goes out, and the newsletters are incredible. And the photographs, I mean, you really feel like you're there and involved and really helping these animals and the people that care for them. So I really encourage you to, get on the website, helpanimalsindia.org, and sign up for what you can. I always feel great every month when I get my receipt online that says I made my monthly donation, and I know that I'm helping all of these different kind of animals. And it's a very good thing to do, and will help you feel better about the animals on this planet. So anything else I want to touch on, Eileen, before we're going to end a little early this week because I have to cover 4th of July stuff.
Thank you for your support to so many animals, including us worldwide. And good luck with your Robbie. And
Thank you. Yes, Robbie's recovering nicely. Oh, and I did want to say, Eileen's working on hooking us up with some other folks that do a lot of work with Help Animals India and working with the animals. So we're going to incorporate some of these other folks into our interviews. Isn't that right?
From India, it's not too late. It'll be about right before 11 p.m. their time. And
they can
call up and hear from somebody else except besides me.
Well, and of course, we love hearing from you every month. Okay. But this is really cool because we really are going to go to India, and
yeah,
we're going to talk
totally different our perspective on our work, I'm sure.
Woohoo! Oh, that's going to be fun. All right, so look forward to that because it looks like we're going to be able to start that next month and actually go to India and talk to folks over there. So I'm looking forward to that. And let's have you all go to helpanimalsindia.org. And it's only $5. Every little bit helps. And know that we're doing great work and helping them get through the monsoon season and summertime and all that good stuff. So, Eileen, keep up the good work, and we will chat soon. And maybe you and I won't chat, but we will definitely chat with Help Animals India and actually go to India next month. So thank you so much.
Thank you, Martha. Take care.
All right. God bless. Bye-bye.
God bless.
Bye-bye. All righty. We're going to take care of advertisers for the last time in this hour. Then we're going to come back and do current events. And I'm going to give you all my best 2 cents on how you can keep your animals safe and calm through the 4th of July tomorrow. So stay right where you are, everybody. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
There is a horizontal world, and there is a vertical world. Living horizontally, our concerns are based in fear and survival. But then we hear a call to live vertically, to connect to our wholeness. Linda Rasmussen, with Vertical Energy, uses a process that helps you balance higher consciousness through your body. When you live vertically, you reap the benefits of health, peace, and clarity. For a free introductory session, call 206-841-1992.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have 2 professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you? You running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and 2 live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Talk radio that will get you thinking. Alternative Talk, 1150.
Hey y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and gosh, we're winding down the second hour of our happy 4th of July weekend edition of Animal World. We're here till noon today and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And we heard from our wonderful Linda Rasmussen at verticalenergyworldwide.com. And she is also a best practitioner, as is Dr. Nails. And both Linda and Dr. Nails will be in the studio next week for our traditional second Sunday of the month healing show. So you can call in and get free remote treatments for you or your animal friends. In the meantime, you can check Linda Rasmussen out at verticalenergyworldwide.com, verticalenergyworldwide.com. She works out of her office in the Intraspace facility, which is in the old Rainier Brewery, just next to I-5. And you can work with her in person or remotely over the phone. And remember, she's given a free session to anybody that asks. You just have to call her or text her at the number I'm going to give you and say, hey, heard about you on Animal World and would like a free session. And you can do it in person or remotely as well. And the number to call or text to Linda Rasmussen is 206-841-1992. All righty, and let's see how fast we can get all this stuff in the next 15 minutes. How about we do current events? Okie dokie, let's see. Now, if you want all the details and all the links to go to the different places for all these events, go to MarthaNorwalk.com, the Animal World website, MarthaNorwalk.com, and click on current events on the left side, and that will open all this up, and you'll get all the links and so forth. Now, I think there's still a link to help Ukraine animals at the top of the page. There's also the Warm 106.9 Operation Teddy Bear Lift. The fundraiser, I believe, is still going on. So there's a link there that you can donate and help our sister station earn money. I think they're getting money to do neonatal incubators for the babies because they, you know, bombed all the hospitals and stuff. So anyway, there's a link for that. All right. Then we've got Natasha Venter has got some classes that she schedules privately or customly for you. But then remember that she's got her live podcasts on Facebook and YouTube every Monday at 4 p.m., The Dance of the Soul. She does that with Regan Forsten. And then every Wednesday at 4 p.m., she does Life Clarifications with Natasha. And so you can find her on Facebook or on her YouTube channel, Natasha Venter, for those broadcasts. Alrighty, Northwest Stream Center has got a bunch of stuff going on. Now, it's become an annual fundraising event now. It is Yoga at the Hangar at Kenmore Town Center Square. That's on Northeast 181st Street in Kenmore, Saturday, July 23rd from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. $35 as a donation. Kids are free. Gear giveaways from Lululemon. And after yoga, there'll be light bites and refreshments from the Stoop Brewery. All righty. And then you can have a wonderful adventure at the Northwest Stream Center and walking their half mile long nature walk. They posted with this press release a wonderful photograph they got with their night cameras out on the nature trail, the elevated trail, four coyote puppies together as a pack. They look so healthy and so cute. And so great shows going on out at the Northwest Stream Center, and you can come and walk the nature walk. We've got the hours posted and all of that on the website. And so check that out at current events under MarthaNorwalk.com. And we've got events coming up for Positive Alliance. The Ridwell Supply Drive, July 11th through 22nd. Old Dog Haven has Saturday in Shoreline, July 16th for free custom ID tags. And gosh, I think it covers it for them. And I think that pretty much does it for current events. So if you want all the details and anything I didn't mention, go to MarthaNorwalk.com, click on current events, and you will find all the details and links there. All righty. It's the 3rd of July. That means tomorrow is the 4th. And, you know, if you haven't listened to me over all these years and done your due diligence and taught your dog a good, solid, jolly routine, obviously, you don't have time to seat a solid jolly routine in to use for all the fireworks tomorrow. But a jolly routine is a word or a phrase that all you have to do is say, and it automatically makes the dog think of something wonderful and happy. But I'll tell you, the basic concept of the jolly routine can be used instantly without doing any practice, and it still can be phenomenally effective. So I mentioned it earlier, if you are going out for fireworks displays, it is best to not take your dog friends with you. Leave your animals at home, leave your dogs at home. You can set them up in a room with some nice music and so forth, and go off to the fireworks yourself. But if you take your dogs with you, please be sure that a responsible adult is paying attention and has your dog leashed to them, so there are no accidents during firework displays. Now, if you're at home, and especially if you have dogs that are very sensitive to fireworks, get nervous or have extreme anxiety, some tricks. One little trick that works very well, and we learned this from Dr. Pluckner years ago, but it's a great little trick. You take some baby oil, mineral oil, or a very oily ear ointment and put it in your dog's ears. And then you take your thumb and forefinger and mush the bottom of the ear towards the head. So you hear it mushing around in the ear, and that will coat the eardrum. That seriously tamps down the noise. So just a little oil in the ear can make a big difference in terms of what they actually hear. And then just know, if your dog is traumatized by loud noises, fireworks, that sort of thing, and the big boom goes off, the worst thing you can do is try to calm, soothe, and sympathize. Oh, calm down, honey. It's only the 4th of July. I know they're loud. I don't like them either. It'll be over in a day, but calm down. Kiss, kiss, kiss. When you do that, you acknowledge the fear, you reward it, and you set it deeper on an emotional level. So it calming, soothing, sympathizing is the worst thing you can do to get your dogs through the 4th of July. What you have to do is be the leader, and you got to pull up your big boy or big girl pants and act like it. Remember, good, competent leader dogs are calm, cool, collected, and confident. They never overreact, and they never lose their temper. So if the fireworks start happening and you start flipping your cookies and you get all upset, well, you are showing your dog how to behave and that this is a really upsetting thing. So what you have to do is set the appropriate example. So I say, go get a boatload of string cheese. You can buy it by the gross at Costco. Okay. And it keeps forever in the refrigerator and people like it too. A food reward to be effective only needs to be large enough to taste. So you're not given a whole log of string cheese every time fireworks go off. One little slice will do it. And your plan is cut up a bunch of slices. I'll have my treat pouch ready and rolling tomorrow just in case, because last year was so bad. Whenever you hear, noise, a firework go off, instead of calm, soothing, and sympathizing, you set the appropriate example. And you're going to say, oh boy, cheese, we're having fireworks, oh boy, cheese, give your dog some cheese. Next bomb goes off, kaboom, oh boy, cheese, here's your oh boy, cheese, give him cheese. Next bomb goes off. Kaboom! Oh, boy, cheese. Oh, boy, cheese. Oh, boy, cheese. Okay, now it might sound stupid. It might sound too simple. And you might think, oh, my God, doesn't work. The principle of this is so sound, and it works so well. I mean, I actually talked myself out of a counseling session once, you know, Nathan, when I had, I don't know how long ago this was, but a couple, a husband and wife called me and needed to set up an appointment to help with their dog. And they explained that they had two little fluffy models that were big barkers, and they had just moved into a new apartment. And the dogs were barking at everything they heard, you know, walking down the hall, the elevator, I mean, sounds, any sound around, the dogs were barking like banshees. And they said, and we're in big trouble and they're threatening to evict us. So we need help. And I said, well, no problem. We can solve that problem. And fairly quickly, once you get you educated and all that sort of stuff. So they said, great. And we set up an appointment. And I think I talked to them at the beginning of a week, probably, and with their schedules, and I couldn't see them till the next Saturday. So it was within a week, but it was the next Saturday. So we scheduled the appointment, and then they said, Martha, unfortunately, we don't think we'll still be here on Saturday to keep this appointment, because they're so mad at us right now that we think we'll be evicted before then. So I said, well, okay, I'll give you a little tip and something I know you can't get in trouble with. And then when I get there on Saturday, I'll fill in the gaps and educate you and we'll clean it all up. So I said, just go get a boatload of string cheese, cut it up, keep it with you. And then every time you hear a sound, oh boy, cheese, give them oh boy, cheese, oh boy, cheese. So they said, yeah, okay, we can do that. Sounds stupid, but we can do it. Okay, so the week goes by. I don't hear from them. I call the day before to confirm our appointment on Saturday. They pick up the phone and I said, I'm calling to confirm our appointment tomorrow. And they said, well, Martha, the tip you gave us worked so great that we have the quietest dogs in the apartment and everybody loves us. We don't need you anymore. Thank you. Bye. You know, it was the end of that. So I'm just telling you, this concept is really, really solid and it works really well. So if your dog doesn't like string cheese, they're the highest value food reward you can find. And you might want to get a little slippery elm at the supplement department or wherever you shop, groceries or pharmacy. Get some slippery elm powder in case they get a little soft stool or diarrhea because you treated them too much. That will coat the tummy and intestinal tract and stop it. So you'll be good there. But the big thing is a boatload of string cheese or high value food rewards. And every time the fireworks happen, oh boy, cheese, oh boy, cheese. If you do it right, you should have your dog should be a whole different dog in terms of fireworks and stuff by the time you get through the holiday. I'm hoping, of course, that Robbie and I don't have to get tremendously jolly. Now, his jolly routine has been set in for a decade, and he is knows it very well. And he's very solid with noises and all of that. But last year, it was just so overwhelmingly brutal and went on from the crack of dawn until very late at night, got closer and louder, that by the evening, he was showing a few signs of stress. So out came the cheese, and we started doing oh boy cheeses. And of course, he settled down, was great. Within, you know, 5 minutes of doing that. So I will be prepared to do my jollies tomorrow. Nathan, how are you prepared for 4th of July with your Abby?
I just want to mention real quick, it's not just saying, oh boy, cheese in a happy tone. I mean, our listeners can't see you right now, but what I'm seeing is as you're doing the oh boy, cheese, you know, your arms are flailing, you're jumping up and down. I mean, your whole body's into it.
And yeah, you're having a party.
Yeah.
Treat party. Oh boy, cheese. And oh boy, cheese could be oh boy, hot dog. Oh boy, bacon. Oh boy, liver. Whatever it is. Happies and jollies. And you cannot go into your own stuff. If you hate fireworks, you got to pretend to love them. So drum up that actor or actress. So did I cover that effectively, Nathan?
I think you got it.
All right. So we are
now it's
good.
Up to the listener.
Yep. You and your dogs. And if y'all are traumatized by the 4th of July, well, call us next Sunday because Dr. Nels and Linda will be here and they can straighten, Linda will straighten you guys out and Dr. Nels will reset the animals. And so we'll get everybody back in good shape. Pretty good timing this year for our healing show next Sunday. So be sure and call in if everybody needs a reboot after the 4th. And golly, have a wonderful time. And you know what? It means we get to haul out the love train one more time today. So it's getting to be that time. And remember, this part of the show is not voluntary. It's mandatory. Dancing is required because we've all been too sedentary, especially me during all this pandemic stuff. So it's time to get up and moving. And I need my pants to fit again. So we got to dance around and have a good time. And we're going to energize or spread the love and the light all around the world with the Love Train song. So I energize up the Love Train with the Yogi Energization Prayer. And I before I do that, I should probably tell you, we've got another hour to go. And after the Love Train, we'll be doing that. And we will be chatting with Laura from Seattle Dogs Homeless Program. Oh, gosh, I wonder what the fireworks are like in downtown Seattle and for the homeless dogs and cats and all of that. I guess we'll find out. That'll be at 11. And then we'll be talking to the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga at 11:30 to close out the show. Now it's time. Let's energize up the love train so we get all kinds of good spiritual energy going for the day and the week. And here we go. Oh, infinite spirit, recharge our bodies with thy conscious cosmic energy, our minds with thy concentration and determination, our souls and all souls with thy ever new joy. O eternal youth, the body and mind, abide in us forever and forever via the love train. And it's coming right up. Stay right where you are, everybody. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.